You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. This is Intermezzo. It's my delight to welcome back into our studios Paco Antonio Gilpin, dancer with the NMSU Dance Department, also flamenco dancer, and he goes by Paco Antonio on stage. And we're going to talk about the Big Bash taking place a week from tonight, October 17th. Look who's dancing. Paco, welcome back.
Welcome to you. Oh, you work here. That's right.
Yes, I do. Okay. Well, how is the whole Look Who's Dancing craze, Dancing with the Stars, how'd that all happen?
Well, it's so media now, I mean, as you know, and everything is in your face and that kind of thing. I'm saying in a good way, mm-hmm. because people want to see it. They want to share it. Look Who's Dancing is in its 12th season.
Fantastic.
Right now. Exactly. That is really amazing.
Let me just back up for a second. So Look Who's Dancing is the local Dancing with the Stars.
There you go.
It's the main fundraiser for the NMSU dance program. And every year you invite community members who have some profile in the city. You pair them up with up-and-coming great dancer from the dance program, mm-hmm. and you have this fabulous show. So tell us a little more about it. Who's going to be featured this year, et cetera?
Well, the list would be interesting. I mean, if you wanted to do it, it's right there.
Yeah, no. Well, let's go for it.
Okay.
Well, let's name them.
Let me see if I can.
These are the community members.
That's correct. And so each one of these has one of our dancers. We have five ladies and five gentlemen. So this is Cheryl Avizu. And I hope I'm not saying these wrong, Corey Cepeda, Thomas Drake, Jeremy Duran, Dolores Gomez, Mandy Griss, I hope I get that, and she's going to go, don't you ever call me that, Adrian Martinez, Moises Mascuro, Marco Ramirez, and Jana Williams.
Okay, those are our community members.
Correct.
Each of them gets paired up with a member of the dance program. They work for weeks on their own.
I think average 6 weeks.
Six weeks
they have.
For their routine.
Correct.
And they come up with everything.
Well, they...
Okay, the dance student.
Yes, the dance student is the director.
Okay.
And that is kind of one of their like senior culminating experiences, which makes total sense because they're going to end up being choreographers and teachers and that thing. And so there's five ladies, five gentlemen. Yeah. And interesting for me, I've always got, it's not really fair for the ladies. They have to teach somebody to lead them.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit different than the other way around. But everyone that I've come across, which I know them all pretty well, they say they're having a great time. So,
well, we've had a couple of members of KRWG, Donnie Grooms a
yes,
few years
have.
Ago, and Emily Guerra.
Yeah.
So I know they've all had a great time. And then these 10 routines get presented for the public, usually at the, is it at the Pan
Am
Center?
Yes.
And then they get voted on, and it's great because the audience gets to vote, there's judges who vote, there's several categories.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, as you walk into the Pan Am, they have these bowls that are, I guess, for intermission. As you go and you want the, best entertainer, and then this, and this, that, you know, and those kinds of things about the routines and all that. So, and then there's trophies, and it is a lot of fun. Plus, you get to see all of our companies. So it's like both the A and B team from Dance Sport perform, our contemporary and hip-hop perform, and Spanish dance does as well. So it's really a total community builder, and that's exciting for us.
Plus the 10 couples who are
yes.
performing.
And they each have two numbers. It's usually kind of a smooth versus Latin. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and you've seen it.
I have, and it's so much fun. I encourage everybody to go out for it. Look Who's Dancing. And do you ever... I don't want to embarrass anybody, so no names here. But do you ever have somebody who just really isn't a very good dancer? They just can't get it?
Or
after 6 weeks, do they get it no matter what?
That's a relative thing.
Okay.
There's some who go, why am I here? And then they're laughing and they're doing their best, but they have never had that kind of experience. So, I mean, in 6 weeks' time, Leora, you know what it's like to explore dance.
Yeah.
6 weeks is not very long.
No.
I mean, really, it's usually a lifetime of study. I mean, you look at the students who are doing it. Many of them have been doing it since they were young.
And they're doing it for hours a day.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden you have 2 hours, I think, twice a week for 6 weeks. That's not a lot of time. It's not. I mean, I suppose you could be practicing at home on your own, which would probably be a very wise thing to do, but there's nothing easy about it.
Yeah. Now, the student director, they choose the music and do all the choreography.
That's correct. That's correct. Now, I would say that some of the pairs, that their partners will have some influence, you know, because they do recognize some of the styles and the popular trend going on right there. And I'll be in another room listening, and all of a sudden I'll be going, oh, man, that's great. So there's going to be some fun, some real lively stuff.
And do the students, they must have to present the music they're going to use so you don't have duplicates before, like.
Very good point. Yeah. I would say that I don't know that very well because I don't manage it, but Ray.
Okay.
The director of the dance sport and.
Ray Backlund,
exactly. I'm sure that they have to go through him probably very early on in the process.
Yeah, it would be really funny if three couples all got out there with the same tune,
exactly.
Different versions.
Yeah.
So this is a fundraiser.
That's correct. And probably the biggest fundraiser. Each one of the celebrities is guaranteeing an amount that they're going to raise. And most of the time, they're even much more than that. And then outside community does a lot. There's a whole alumni group that are previous dancers and contributors who do a lot. It's really expensive. The who probably has the most expense is the dance sport dancers because they go to two national competitions a year, and a big group of them flying somewhere, and then they're there for I think it's at least four-day weekends, sometimes a week, and that kind of thing. So.
That is a big expense, but the NMSU dance sport team has brought back many a trophy,
as I recall. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you could come see them at Renfro, in fact.
Renfro Gym.
Yes.
Maybe some listeners really don't know what dance sport is. Why don't you give a short definition?
Okay, so if you've done social. You've done social.
Social dancing is your ballroom, your swing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, they do that, but they're competitive ballroom dancers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I mean, if you start looking at some of the television shows, it's competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what it is, because they will, during, say, the next 10 years of their lives, possibly pursue that, you know, because it's national and international.
Yeah.
And we actually have some judges that Ray's brought in who are very, very competent, who've won a lot of competitions and everything.
For this year's Look Who's Dancing? Okay.
Ron Montes, Andrea Hale Tatton, and Rick Robinson, they're just amazing, the things that they've done in their careers, and they're going to be the judges sitting there doing this thing.
Oh boy, the stakes get higher.
How about it? Yeah.
When you have judges coming in for something like that, do they teach the students while they're here?
No, but I guess that one of them actually is bringing high school kids that he works with.
Oh.
And I can't remember, I'd have to look at the bio to see, I think it's from Utah. And they present one of their dances, maybe two of their dances in the Look Who's Dancing. So you get to see what he's done and what he's doing. So that's a good thing.
This is a kind of gala event. How long does the whole evening last?
It's 6 to 8. 6 to 8 is it. I mean, there's usually a pre-gathering for alumni from 5 to 6. And then the shows, actually competitions and everything. A presentation start at 6 and run through 8. So,
and as I recall, there's several categories that you can win. Can you remind us of what those? There was like most personality or something like that, and other ones.
Best entertainer,
just the technique.
Yeah,
okay.
And then which came off as the best performance. You know, those are I guess our dancers really want that one.
Yeah.
You know, I would say the celebrities probably don't care, but our dancers definitely want the best performance on that end there. Yeah.
Well, they're all competing against each other.
That's
and
correct.
They're all friends and they're all part of various ensembles, so it becomes a healthy and fun competition, not cutthroat.
Yes, finding your best. Yeah.
So we're talking about Look Who's Dancing, which is a week from tonight, October 17th, 6 to 8 at the Pan Am Center. And it is, as we said, a big fundraiser for the NMSU dance program. You want to, just in the few minutes left, you have anything else to say?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Ann Gavitt is the director of the Contemporary Dance Theater, and she's going to be presenting her group along with N Concert, which is the hip-hop company. They are also doing an event December 5th and 6th at the Renfro, actually we call it Hall, but you can call it gym because it's a gym, called Motion Studies, and that's a Thursday and Friday, 7:30 p.m., and they also, those companies travel. Both companies will attend the American College Dance Association, which is a conference. It's in March. I don't know exactly where that is. And then we have, coming sooner than that, NMSU Dance Program Op-Ed, November 1st, the Art Ramble. Have you ever been to any of those things?
Sure,
downtown. That's what's going on.
Okay.
And we participated in it. I guess I had some of my dancers in it. We had one of our seniors who was kind of directing all the presentations that were all over downtown.
Oh, nice.
It was very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, the Art Ramble, the first Friday of the month downtown with a lot of gallery openings and other kinds of arts events now taking place in Main Street downtown.
Uh-huh.
Great. So. Well, that was what I was going to ask, was what else was going to be happening this semester? And you went ahead and answered. Lots of opportunities to see our local dancers, the dance sport team and hip-hop, as you heard, and then Look Who's Dancing a week from Thursday night. Now, Paco, before we wrap this up, lots of people love to watch dancing. A lot of people feel pretty self-conscious out on a dance floor at weddings or other events, if it's anything other than your basic kind of rock and roll dancing. How can people learn social dancing?
Well, that's an interesting question, Leora. Tuesday nights, we have a social dance community build. And so it usually starts, I want to say, well, it's in happening now, but it's usually like the second week of the semester, and then right before finals it will end. But it's from 7 to 8 is basic beginning, and they line you up with partners. It's also the higher end, more advanced students who are directing it. And then from 8 to 9, it's intermediate, and it's relative to the experience of the room, right? So you go around, okay, this is what intermediate is. But I tell you, I've been to a few of them, and it's just so great because it's like there's like teenagers and retirees in there. And so it's so great that they're building this interaction like that.
That's every Tuesday night during the semester at Renfro Hall. So maybe if you go out and learn some dancing on some Tuesday nights, maybe you'll be on the stage for Look Who's Dancing next year.
That's right.
Okay. Look Who's Dancing, week from tonight, October 17th at Pan Am. Paco Antonio Gilpin, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure, Leroy.
Great to see you, and have fun at the Look Who's Dancing.
I'll do my best.
I bet you will.